Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, here we go. Boston Red Sox are in town, and joining us on the River Islands guest line and out at the game is Eno Saris of The Athletic, one of our favorite baseball writers and talkers and just, you know, people. He's a musician, all of the things. So, Eno, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm here at Oracle, and, you know, it's been fun watching all the standing ovations for Devers. It's a real excitement.
Well, is it fun watching the faces of all of the Boston reporters who have arrived today? Because I feel like they've got a little something under their skin, you know?
Oh, my God. The press conference today was pretty annoying. It was question after question about what happened in Boston, and basically Devers saying over and over again, I'm not here to talk about the past. I tried to ask him something about, you know, playing in this park. And he said, well, I've got real power, you know, it's going to go out. You know, if I touch it, it's going to go out of any park. So, you know, I was trying to ask him something different than, you know, what happened in Boston.
That it was giving me flashbacks to the Mark McGwire famous line, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I was sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm not here to talk about the past. It's Mark McGwire.
Yeah, I mean, and you can ask him however many ways you want. And I guess if you gave him truth serum, your assessment on what the answer actually would be if Rafi Devers actually told the truth about what happened?
I mean, I think that we can actually figure it out from what happened in San Francisco. So in San Francisco, what we've heard is that Buster and the team came to him and said, we have like one of the worst OPSs at first base in the big leagues. We have a real need there. And even our kid that's coming up, you know, he needs to work on his glove, you know, so like we have an open position for you here. And it's not we need you to do it for 3 months. It's you could probably play a lot of first base in San Francisco for the next few years, you know. So why don't you at least, and we have an organizational philosophy that like people play in a lot of different positions. So, you know, why don't you get used to first base if that's something you want to do. And that was a better way to talk to him. I think in Boston, it was a little bit more like, I remember I looked back at a Passan tweet where they said, you know, Passan said they signed Alex Bregman and Alex Bregman is going to play second base, say sources.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what? So you haven't talked to Devers about this yet? You know, like, oops. So they didn't do things in the right order, I think. They didn't treat him. I mean, you've got to treat him with a little bit of respect. He's your highest paid player. He's a stud. And you know, you gotta sell him on things. You don't just tell him what to do, even though he's an employee. I get that part, but like you sell him on things.
Eno Saris, The Athletic, he's down at Oracle Park getting ready for the game tonight. Eno, I think you lay it out, and that's 90% of it for me right there. But can we also add in, like, isn't it fair to look at the Red Sox as an organization right now and sort of say, look, this is not the first time this has happened. Like, look how many stars you've either sent out of town or upset or whatever in just the last few years. And for me, that kind of says a lot in terms of, if you want, which side you're going to take in all of this.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's an ongoing conversation. But the Red Sox, like the Giants, are teams that should flex their financial muscle. They should be. They don't have to be the A's. The A's are like, oh yeah, you're good for us for a couple years, and then you're gone. They don't have to be the Rays, where they're like constantly trading everybody away. They don't have to be those guys. They want to establish stars. They're here for a long time. Sell jerseys. Put people in seats. And you know, I think the Red Sox and Giants are both teams that should have long-term guys under contract. And yeah, it's been sad to see Xander Bogaerts go, and see Devers go, you know, now, and they just done it, sailed, you know, they just done it over and over again.
And now the Giants are a team that is interested in these long-term deals, and it seems like it coincided with Buster Posey taking over for Farhan Zaidi. Do you think it's just that simple that the organization now has a philosophical shift, or are they just now able to get these deals done of recent?
I think there's, I think that Farhan was a little bit more risk averse. And so he, you know, you saw it with the Carlos Correa deal. He had a deal in place, and then he looked at the risk of it. He looked at the medicals and he said, nope, I'm out. And Buster, I think, if you want to be honest, I think the Willy Adames deal was slightly an overpay. There's risk there. The bat is not always super great, and like he's a great player. He's a great person for the clubhouse. I think it was a decent signing, but there was risk there, and Buster was willing to be like, hey, I don't care if we pay $20 million more than the next team, and there's the risk in that. I'm going to do it. So a little bit less risk aversion, I think.
You know, where does it go next? I saw, and this was just a side quip, but John Heyman earlier today was talking about the potential of Kyle Tucker free agency. And one of the first teams he brought up as an interested party was the San Francisco Giants. Do you think that a spending frenzy is going to follow this?
Maybe. You do have like $100+ million in four players a year. Now with that core, so I would assume it's a little bit more like, you know, if Lucas Giolito or like if there's a pitcher that wants a 1 year. Do you remember back to like the Rodon deal? You know, I think that they'll spend more to kind of, you know, around their core. So I don't know that they will go and add another contract on top of that. If you look at it right now, they have about $20 or $30 million between them and the first luxury tax number. I haven't actually looked at next year to see how much more money they have to spend, but I don't know. I think they'll want to stay under that luxury tax number, but at least they have tried to flirt with that in the past. But I mean, it's fun to think about. That would be a great addition.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, they still have another month and change till the deadline, so they might look to add a little bit more. Just looking at what they have right now, though, you know, this team today stacking up against the Dodgers and Padres and the rest of the National League, are they a viable threat here to make noise in October?
Yes, they are. They have the best bullpen, I think, in baseball. That's why I've been saying it since March. Their rotation is healthier, and it stacks up with any of those rotations. I think I would probably, if you're just comparing the three teams, right now, at least, best rotation. Right now, best bullpen. The Dodgers have this asterisk of like, oh, we have all of our great arms that are injured that could come back at some point. So that'll make it tighter. But in terms of pitching, I think they've got the class of the division, and now they've brought hitting up to where it's competitive with those guys. I still think you got to give the Dodgers lineup over anybody, but now they're competitive.
Eno Saris, The Athletic, with us here on Willard and Dibs. Eno, there was a tweet earlier this week. It got lost in all of our work because Rafi Devers got acquired, and we were talking about that the whole time. But there was a tweet about a week ago from Andrew McCutchen, and he said that it's been confirmed with him by someone in the world of producing baseballs that the ball is dead this year. What do you know about that? It's of particular interest to Giants fans, considering that they have a hard time scoring runs.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because about 2 days before that tweet, we went with we produced a story where we had, you know, found that drag is higher on the ball than ever before, and about 4 feet are missing on, you know, if you're talking about a 330-foot fly ball, about 4 feet are missing this year. Due to the drag being higher on the ball. And this is something that can happen due to manufacturing, or can be due to the seams being higher. And for that story, we had a source that was at the Pirates meeting that McCutchen was at. And so when McCutchen tweeted that out, we were like, oh, yeah, there it wasn't McCutchen wasn't our source, but that meeting was one where Pirates players were interacting with Rob Manfred and asking him, why is the ball different? And Manfred said, we know it's different, and we don't know why. So that was an interesting tweet for us. But, yeah, the ball is different this year. It's not flying as far.
Is it manufacturing variants, or is it maybe some shenanigans? I know MLB owns Rawlings. Do you get any sense that it's either one of those two factors that makes the ball so different year to year?
I mean, if you take them at their word for it, it's something that's different that they haven't pinpointed yet. And there is a fair amount of ball to ball variation and batch to batch variation, but it's very clear if you look at the drag that the ball has been the same for about 3 years, and they've done the humidors. They've looked at how they store the balls. They've done changed a lot of things to make the ball be the same every year. And they did it pretty well for 3 years. And now we have the most drag that we've ever seen on a ball. So there's something that definitely changed. And I think if you want to be at all conspiratorial about it, like the thing that you could be is like, hey, they also changed the strike zone this year. They changed the way that umpires are being judged, and that changed the strike zone. So the strike zone's the smallest it's ever been. And then the ball now doesn't travel as far. And what will a smaller strike zone with a ball that doesn't travel as far do? It will create fewer strikeouts without a home run explosion, right? The pitchers have to come into a smaller zone more often, and the ball is a little bit deader, so it won't go out as much. And that's something they want. That is something they definitely want. They told everybody, we want fewer strikeouts in the game. So I'm just connecting some dots here. I don't necessarily think that they wanted to do this on purpose. But it sort of lines up with what they want to do, so they're not that concerned about it.
Okay, I get the ball in play more. I don't get the ball not going out more. Like around sports, everything that we've seen in the last decade plus are leagues making rule changes to create more offense. Why would baseball do that?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I've got that one wrong, but. You know, we did have in 2019 the ball with the least drag, and we broke all home run records. And there was a fair amount of bellyaching about that being too many home runs. And that was a year when the league average ERA was like a 4.6 or something. It was a crazy year, and I don't think that there's really the stomach to go back to 2019. So I think there is a line to walk there. I agree with you generally, though. It's totally most sports want more offense.
Is part of the issue that it's too difficult to hit now? Mark and I have had this discussion where so many guys are throwing 100 or 100 plus, and you know, you've got less time than ever to react and to swing. Is that something that Major League Baseball is addressing with this smaller strike zone as well?
I mean, I think that their stated goal is to have fewer strikeouts, and they're working on it. The bigger things that they're considering are changing the mound, moving the mound back. That is definitely on the table. They're not testing it yet, so it's not something that like is close or anything. But they're thinking about it. There's a prominent researcher who thinks they should throw a heavier ball because the heavier ball will slow their arm down and they won't be able to throw it as hard. And he thinks that'll help injuries too because they won't throw as hard. So you know they're definitely in the information gathering stages. I do think that. You know, basically the strike zone thing is a little bit of a precursor to automatic balls and strikes. I think that next year we're going to have the challenge zone. And if you look at this year's strike zone, it looks exactly like the challenge strike zone in the minor league. So I think they were just preparing us for what the strike zone will look like when, I don't know if you know about the challenge system, the hitter gets to like hit his helmet and challenge three times a game. It's really fun actually because the challenge when he hits his helmet, it's immediate. You have to do it immediately, and then it goes up on the screen, and everybody gets to watch if it was a strike or not in real time. So it's actually kind of a fun thing that I think will actually improve baseball.
We're talking with Eno Saris, The Athletic. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Eno, I want to go back to Rafi Devers and just get your opinion on this. With all of the back and forth that has happened, of course, San Franciscans are going to take the side of Rafi Devers. That's our new guy, right? But Is there any concern that as the relationship goes, the same type of thing could happen?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I mean, there were a lot of questions today about does he rather play DH and would he rather play first? And he was very diplomatic about, you know, I'll just play wherever they need me, and I'm open to both, and I don't prefer one or the other. I think it's a pretty big wake-up call to be traded in your career. It makes you realize that nobody's untouchable. So that might actually make some changes to Devers' personality, you know, just being like, oh my gosh, okay, all right, I can be traded any moment. I need to think about that. And then lastly, I mean, I think the one risk is that there is a fair amount of money tied up here in what could be a DH that does kind of lock the roster up sometimes. But this team was so made for it because it's pretty good in the field. And they've really improved. Like, center was a problem and short was a problem. They've really improved all those things. And what they just needed was a bat anywhere, a bat that fits anywhere. And that is Devers. He just wants to hit, you know, and you can see him take those daddy hacks in games. And, you know, that's what he wants to do. So I think it'll work out.
The bat played in Boston for sure. And a lot of those opposite field slaps off of the monster. How does his bat play in this ballpark in particular, where he does have some good power to left field? Right field can be difficult as you get in the alleys. How does he and his approach really match up to Oracle Park?
Yeah, that's what my question was today. And he basically said, I have the kind of power where if I touch it, it'll go. And I kind of agree with him. I mean, he's one of the leaders in bat speed. He's got elite bat speed, you know, 73 mile an hour bat speed. He's a leader in exit velocities. He really hits the ball hard. So he can get the ball out of any park. And interestingly enough, I was looking at how, like, his balls in play and how they, you know, how they would fit over this. I think it might actually work out, because if you think about it, Triple's Alley is the one thing he wants to avoid. Where Triple's Alley is actually the worst part of Fenway, too. You know, Fenway has this weird cutout in right center that it's actually the most difficult part of Fenway to hit the ball out. So they actually, there's some similarities between these two parks, even though they really don't seem that similar at all. And you know, people have told us that right-handers trying to go out to left field, that it's actually okay. Like, you can hit it out to left field. So maybe he will have some opposite field homers, or maybe it'll be more doubles to the opposite field and homers in slash. But I fully expect him to hit a bunch of slash homers and improve this lineup.
Love it. Love it. Hey, Eno, great to have you on, man. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. That's Eno Saris of The Athletic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot. 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during phase one, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.